Episode 110, Squirrels and Robots. It's been a weird week as the creator of all this stuff has kind of been laid up, awaiting doctor's appointments to figure out exactly what's wrong. We have an idea, and it's nothing serious, just exceedingly uncomfortable. And of course, because everything is backlogged, because of human stupidity, what would normally take a week to figure out has now taken over a month. So far. Good job, humans. Right? Look, we're all intertwined as a society. Know that the actions you take, or refuse to take, have a direct impact on other people's lives. Yeah, the wait time on appointments, even for, like, pressing issues, is fairly long, you know? I mean, even going to the emergency room, it's all cluttered with coughing humans and scraped elbows. I mean, meanwhile, right, everyone with serious, painful problems, they just gotta sit and wait. Why is this a thing?
I don't know, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, we're not gonna dwell on it a lot. Just know, if things get held up, we miss a post or a Twitch stream or whatever, it's because someone is trying not to push themselves beyond their, hopefully, temporary physical limitations. And to the humans out there who suck, you suck. And people are in prolonged pain because of you. And speaking of prolonged pain, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is getting a live-action movie of sorts on Disney+, with all the nostalgic member berries being tossed into the trailer, creating, in my opinion, yet another nostalgic cash grab for a franchise that probably doesn't need to be resurrected.
Yeah, kind of a hodgepodge of things going on there, like, you know, Easter eggs and all that. You know, I kind of feel a lot of movies try to do that now, you know? That was Ready Player One in a nutshell. Like, oh, look at all these old cool things.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm really tired of the nostalgia trip everyone is on, frankly. You know, I mean, companies are resurrecting old actors with AI and deepfakes for Star Wars series and commercials. Whole movies are being based around nostalgic nods to what was once a great history of content. And the constant bombardment of character crossovers in games is, it's getting annoying. It really is.
The AI deepfake stuff is rather unsettling, isn't it? It's like, we have no good actors anymore that we have to resurrect the dead with technology.
Yep, even humans are getting rebooted, which says a lot about humans currently.
Oh, digital zombies, run!
Look, I know we don't live in a very organic age, even though people claim to be, but yo, man, I miss humans being humans in movies. I kind of feel like everything has been fairly fake in our cultural landscape recently, like the last 30 years, at least. You know, I'm kind of just all around disappointed.
You know, to be honest, you know, I kind of feel that way about anime, as the animation doesn't feel as organic as it used to be, right? So what I have been doing is trying to find older animes with decent cell animation from, you know, old school years, you know, as it were.
Oh, God. Of course, it always goes back to anime. Fine, I'm afraid to ask, but what are you looking at?
Well, I started on Kimiguri Orange Road. It's an old anime with some okay animation, right? I've only seen a few episodes, right? But, you know, it's on streaming platforms, and I think it was on Tubi. Yeah, but I've also been searching, right, for some HD versions of that old anime, Dirty Pair, which seems to have some exceptional animation for the time. Is it dirty? And what pair is dirty? Pair of socks? Pair of pants? Pair of undies? The filth. Oh, the filth. Well, I mean, basically it's two agent ladies, right, who notoriously wreak havoc trying to complete their missions. You know, it's like, oh, let's get this bad guy, but we accidentally destroyed a city in the process.
Alright, that sounds kind of fun.
Now, I haven't seen a lot of it, right, but I'm hoping an HD collection will be released somewhat soon, because there are rumors. I stopped caring already.
Okay. Let's see, what else is happening? Oh, sad news. Ivan Reitman, the dude who helped put together Ghostbusters and a plethora of other fun movies, he's dead. Yeah, he passed away recently, so that kind of sucks. But huge thanks to Ivan Reitman for creating Ghostbusters and resurrecting it from the cold, dead hands of the franchise from 2016. Okay, thank you. You've entertained millions, you've brought joy to many, you have earned your rest.
Jurassic Park got a new trailer for the new movie!
Yeah, I saw that, and, you know, it's more dinosaurs, so... Yeah, I mean, they're bringing back Goldblum, Sam Neill, and What's-Her-Face to reprise their roles from the original films, so, I mean, I guess that's a thing, but... Dinosaurs!
Am I the only one kinda weirded out by Chris Pratt trying to become a pack leader to a bunch of dinosaurs I feel we have jumped the prehistoric shark with the last few movies, as I feel bonding with dinosaurs probably wouldn't be a thing. That would be like humans trying to bond with their chicken nuggets. Humans are just chicken nuggets for dinosaurs, in all honesty. Crunchy nuggets with a juicy center.
Ugh, gosh, whatever. Don't worry about it.
The Futurama revival on Hulu has hit kind of a snag, at least as of this recording. They don't seem to be recasting John DiMaggio as the voice for Bender, for some reason.
Well, I mean, that's a pass, mate, you know? No Bender, no Watchy.
Why would they do such a thing?
Money? I'll say it's money.
Yep, it's money. Supposedly, there's a possibility of negotiations being met, but who knows how this will pan out. Hulu is a business, and they probably know just how much money they're expected to make on the series, and they probably don't want to go over that budget by paying a voice actor more than they think they'll get back.
Maybe it's all planned controversy, getting more people to know about it and getting trending, you know, saying, oh, Bender's not going to be back, and then, you know, after all the controversy, they finally, they're like, oh, okay, here, take your money. And then it looks like Hulu listens to their fans. And all the while, they were just manipulating them with controversial recasting news.
You know, that is plausible. Yeah, anytime something like this happens, I'm never quite sure if it's planned marketing or human stupidity. I'd probably lean towards human stupidity, as recent years have shown humans are dumber than I anticipated.
Well, I mean, hopefully it'll work out, but I'll assume they'll hire John DiMaggio last minute, then claim they're giving fans what they want, but then raise the rates of Hulu subscription, claiming it will deliver more great content for viewers.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Netflix raised their price recently, Amazon Prime is going up, Spotify went up, and I'm sure others will follow. So, anyone want to look into price fixing of subscriptions across the board? Just saying.
Remember when you just subscribed to cable and the internet and that was it?
Yeah, simpler times. Now we're paying more than we ever used to for utter crap.
Potato chips. Also, Netflix Bioshock movie. You know, that might work. I really don't know. You know, as long as I handle it well.
Yeah, for those who didn't hear, Netflix is working on a Bioshock movie, and I'm hoping it works out well, as Bioshock was a fairly unique franchise.
Also, question. Why are they making a series about Knuckles from Sonic?
What?
Yeah, mate, it's like trending for a little bit. They're making a series about Knuckles from, like, Sonic. Like, why? And also, they're working on a third Sonic movie, even though the second one hasn't been released.
Wow. I guess milking a franchise never ends. And yo, for folks listening, when you like a franchise, and this is a serious question, all right? When you like a franchise, when is enough enough? Like, say you're into Star Wars. How many movies, series, and games, books, comics, does one need before you're like, yo, can we please get something different? And, you know, when I say that, I'm not being cynical. Seriously. I'm just wondering if there's a cutoff point for fandom. You know, because honestly, I used to love Star Wars, okay? But back then, there were only 3 movies, a bunch of toys, some comics, and that one dumb Christmas special. That was it. Now, there's freaking theme parks. You know, and I feel the same about Marvel movies. They were good, then they got better, and now we're at this, like, 50-50 stage, where half are good and half are terrible. And here's the other thing, right? I really hate sitting through a podcast being that one squirrel who's like, yo, can we just stop all this garbage? Because, you know, I kind of feel like I'm really just messing with people's buzz, you know? It's like there's a ton of people really hyped for Star Wars stuff, but I just keep looking at it as Disney trying to wring out every cent they can from a once great franchise. Maybe I just have a skewed perspective on society or something, but man, I just feel like things keep getting ruined.
Well, at least, right? A lot of geeks and fans are now in the industry. So maybe, as more creative fans, you know, kind of start working on those franchises professionally, right? Maybe we can get some better quality stories and more meaningful content from those brands.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen fan art that's better than the studio art. You know, I've read fanfic that's better than the studio canon. And those are the people who need to be working on these brands, okay? Fans, not financers. Fix that.
Exactly. You know, and honestly, if I could draw anime well, I would put together a really good panty and stocking anime remake.
Well, more of a revival. I kind of like the style.
You know, I could see you doing that, honestly. Thank you, mate.
Oh, God. Whatever. I don't know. Like what you like, and hopefully things won't get wrecked in the process. We're going to wrap this up and try to get some medical stuff sorted out over the next few weeks, and maybe months, depending on how things are backed up.
and we'll do minor updates here when we know what's going on. Yes, so your continued support is appreciated, as it will most likely be going towards medical bills, I suspect.
Oh, if we're doing medical stuff, I would like new eyes if they're good, eyeballs. Something that shoots lasers, and a new robot hand that can make waffle cones as projectiles.
Yeah, okay, we'll get right on that. Everyone, be well, stay smart, and eat something fun, because I've had a hankering for, like, chips. You know, like American chips, those greasy, disgusting kind of, like, oh, I shouldn't be eating this kind of junk food. Yeah, I'm not eating that crap.
You know, I had tofu this week, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. They're like tiny squares of where's my flavor.
Oh my god. Everyone, later, be well. Try to remember you're in a society that's intertwined with each other. So, if your actions are messing up something, like the medical system, it does directly affect a lot of people. Okay? Come on. We should be over all this crap. I want coffee. I'm out. Later!